It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. It's been a decade, but a British inquest has finally settled on who to blame for the death of Princess Diana, the chauffeur and the paparazzi. A coroner's jury found Diana and her boyfriend, Dodi Al-Fayed, were, quote, unlawfully killed when their car crashed in a Paris tunnel while being pursued by photographers. Vicky Barker reports.
After 6 months of evidence from more than 250 witnesses, a majority of the jurors found the driver, Henri Paul, and the drivers of the pursuing cars were all negligent to a criminal degree. The panel had already been told to ignore, for lack of evidence, the allegations it was originally convened to assess, Mohammed Al-Fayed's charge that Diana and his son Dodi were killed in a conspiracy involving British intelligence and the British royal family. Spokeswoman Catherine Whitty read aloud the statement of an unreconciled Mohammed Al-Fayed.
The MI6 witnesses told us very little. I still believe they really know what happened.
Former Police Commissioner Lord Stevens led the earlier three-year investigation into Diana's death.
I do hope everybody will take this verdict as being closure and the people who have died will be allowed to rest in peace.
Juries in British inquests aren't permitted to name anyone found to have committed criminal acts. Both Henri Paul and the pursuing photographers were non-British and on French soil, so they can't be prosecuted under British law anyway. Although two jurors disagreed with the unlawful killing verdict, the panel was unanimous in noting that both Diana and Dodi might be alive today if they'd been wearing seatbelts. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.